everyone. This is Clay Daniel. I'm the director of the LSAT program at Claiborne Education. I talk to a lot of students about their plans for law school, and students will often ask, what is the minimum necessary to get into a certain school or to get into law school? And I want to change the M word just a little bit, to think not so much about the minimum, but about the median. The median is really the key word that you're looking at. That is to say, it's pretty easy to find online. Take a look at the schools you're looking at, or even just browse schools more generally if you don't necessarily know what kind of law school you're looking at, and look at their median score, the 50th percentile, that snapshot of basically the average student score that comes in. Now, keep in mind, that's the median's different than an average as a mean. The median is really that 50th percentile. A law school is typically going to accept primarily students who are above their either their median GPA or their median LSAT. So a great thing you can do to kind of assess your chances and your need for LSAT programs is this. Take the GPA is what you know already, right? You've either graduated from college, so you know your GPA completely, or you're still in college and you can make some sort of projection. I mean, you probably have a sense what's a realistic projection, even if you want to project it a little higher than you are right now. How's your GPA likely to turn out? Then you go and look at the schools and look at their median GPA. If you're consistently below where those median GPAs lie, the LSAT just became a whole lot more important to you because you really need to be above at least one of those medians. So to sum up, when it comes to admission to law school, don't think minimum, think median. You need to be above the median. We can help you get there. Come talk to us in Claiborne and we can talk about this more.
Thank you for listening to the Claiborne Podcast. If you'd like more helpful info about test prep and tutoring services, including our online options, go to claiborne.com/contact to get started.